You're sitting there putting gas in your car in the middle of Missouri, and all of a sudden a childhood friend is pumping gas right across the way from you. You realize at that moment, it's a small world. Small world stories, places you've gone and run into people that you know or haven't seen in a long time. All right, let's take another call here. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead. What is your small world story here?
So when I was a teenager, our family moved to Niagara Falls, New York area. And then, and my parents joined the welcome wagon, and, you know, everything was fine. And I'm in college, and I'm working at a Holiday Inn there at Niagara Falls. And we have a family, a husband, wife, and a baby who are living at the hotel because they had a job transfer too, and they were looking for a house. So, you know, we got to know these people a little bit, and then they moved out of the hotel, and that was that. So then one night, I come home from work, it's about 11:15 p.m., and my parents are having a party at their house, and this couple is at my dining room table. They join the welcome. They moved to our neighborhood and joined the welcome wagon, and there they were.
Oh, my gosh!
And they were living in your hotel where you worked, and your parents had no idea, right? Because you worked there,
correct.
Not them, right?
Yes.
That is
they
crazy.
They even came to my wedding. Because, you know, everybody in the welcome wagon has to come.
Whatever, but not to go off subject, whatever happened to the welcome wagon? Are they still around?
You know what? When I moved out here, I called to see if there was a welcome wagon, and there wasn't. And it's a shame because people are moving all the time,
yeah.
And it would really help.
Yeah, you get coupons, yeah. And you get a basket of goodies.
And you get a social drinking group for your parents, so they leave you alone.
Start your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.